The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them as an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I can't say that enough. But this past week, there was a collision for me. The stories and events of the secular world collided with our journey through Holy Week, and I thought, how will I ever get to Resurrection Sunday? I too wondered, as Pilate did, where is truth? And it was often the music of our choir and Scola Nova that helped to open up the moment in anticipation. It would lift my head so that I could hear the printed word that had blurred by weariness or sadness or fear. Sometimes it was witnessing the unexpected. As your interim priest here this year, I hear many different stories of the way we've always done it. Many different ways. But this week, I encountered the way it is now for you all. I witnessed your journey through Holy Week as experienced as if for the first time for some, even those who have been here their whole life. It is the only way to anticipate resurrection. Every single Holy Week holds its own wisdom, mystery, and surprise. It becomes really personal. And what we did here this week was sent out to all the rest of you that weren't here necessarily as a prayer of hope and invitation. And here we all are on this happy morning. Thank God for prayer, the power of prayer. Today, we get to really get real about resurrection. Through the women at the tomb and the question they are asked by those two dazzling angels, messengers, guys, whatever they were, they encountered. First, the women were perplexed. Where's the body of their beloved teacher? The first unexpected happening of that day. Perhaps they thought to themselves, isn't this the way it always was with Jesus? He was always doing unexpected things. But then the appearance of all that dazzle startled them, maybe even terrified them, but I don't think so. But the question that is asked lifts their heads, and they are flooded with the memories of the daily lives they have spent with Jesus. His words, his stories, his healing actions, his love. Why do you look for the living among the dead? In the words of one of my favorite poets, she says, "We know resurrection is something not merely to be anticipated, but also daily lived, as we reckon with what abides, what returns of the beloved, who cannot be unknown, who, having passed into us, will not be so easily shed." Still, I think of Mary Magdalene and the secret she carried when she left that empty tomb. How resurrection is a strange dance of reunion and release. How our loving will always ask of us a letting go. Yet in the asking is given a promise that what we love, who we love, knows how to find us, even by the path that will bear us far away from here. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." The women didn't linger long at the empty tomb. They ran off to share the gospel and good news of the day. They went to preach the truth of that Easter Sunday, that first Easter Sunday. And it didn't even matter that those men didn't believe them. "Idle tale, you just wait. You'll get out of God's way soon enough." They held the truth in their hearts and souls because of what they had witnessed and experienced and because of what they remembered. You will hear these words up here this morning. "Do this in remembrance of me." Those were Jesus' words. "Do this in remembrance of me." It took paying attention and living their daily lives as if they truly mattered to God. And they would no longer be dismissed as tellers of idle tales. They knew in their heart of hearts to anticipate more resurrection moments. Today, we must stand with the women of the gospel and anticipate resurrections in our daily lives. We have to lift up our heads and see the work God is giving us to do now in our daily lives. Where does the gospel truth need to be shared in word and deed? Where do you see that happening in your lives? We have been blessed with the truth that the authorities could apparently not figure out on Good Friday. We are bound together from Palm Sunday to this happy morning every year. And it's personal. It's personal. And it's real. Jesus Christ is risen today. So as we sit here, or stand here, together at the empty tomb with the risen Christ side by side, I offer you this blessing to take with you into the world. The world that desperately needs truth and good news. If you look for a blessing, do not linger here. Here is only emptiness. A hollow, a husk, where a blessing used to be. This blessing was not content in its confinement. It could not abide its isolation, the unrelenting silence, the pressing stench of death. So if it is a blessing you seek, open your own mouth. Fill your lungs with the air this new morning brings to us, and then release it with a cry. Hear how the blessing breaks forth in your own voice, how your own lips form every single word you need and never dreamed you'd say. See how the blessing circles back again, wanting you to repeat it, but louder, and how it draws you, pulls you, sends you to proclaim its only word. Risen. 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 Being faithful means being willing to rise again and again and again. We have to anticipate resurrection every single day. So what I say again is, Alleluia, he is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.